Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. Jerry's kind of hanging around us like an unwanted spirit, but we doused her in blue paint as if she were wearing fur in New York in 1985, and she's taken off.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded almost scripted.
It was not, man. It was.
Of course it's not.
It was right off of the cerebral cortex, the executive function.
A.K.A. the old cuff.
Yes. The problem is I just diverted so much brain power to the cerebral cortex that my brainstem made me pee my pants.
Have you ever heard of this Haint Blue tradition?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. I didn't know how much people knew about this. This is something I was familiar with because, well, for many reasons, but one of my good friends, Mita, is from Charleston and
right.
has a Haint Blue porch ceiling. And I sort of like the tradition, and now I know a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's not exactly like in the low country, like along the Georgia coast or South Carolina coast, but it's close enough that you could see it kind of trickling in, and I think it does.
Agreed.
So what you're talking about is a specific kind of paint color that you very frequently see in those areas, in the southeastern southeast. Doesn't get much more southeast than that.
That's
you
right.
end up in the Atlantic if you keep going.
Yes.
That you will see on people's ceilings of their porches, like this very pretty, like light blue. One of my favorite shades of blue.
Me too.
Not necessarily Haint Blue. I'm not like, oh yeah, Haint Blue is my favorite color. Nothing mm-hmm. like that. But any kind of like light blue, pale blue. Robin's egg blue.
Yeah.
All of those are very, very pretty colors. There's a purpose to this though, like this paint color on the ceiling, though, right?
Yeah. So the word haint, they think it may have come from the word haunt. Mm-hmm. But a haint in this low country culture, which we'll get into more in a sec, is a restless ghost.
Yeah.
And it's a ghost, like I thought all ghosts were sort of like this, that has not moved on to whatever world lies beyond mm-hmm. and is still here to haunt the living.
Yeah. And haints are specific to a culture of slaves imported from West and Central Africa whose ancestors has kind of formed this community along the low country and who still have this very robust culture that believes in haints. The difference to me is between like ghosts as we understand them and haint seem to be much more like all up in your business kind of thing. And they like to mess with you a lot more than like a ghost who's tied to a house and is replaying their murder over and over every night at midnight.
Yeah, I've spent a little bit of time this one weekend with some Gullah Geechee folks, and they are
really
awesome and rich with tradition and have this really, really, really cool accent.
Dude, I'll bet their food's amazing, too.
I know the food was terrible. I'm kidding.
Oh, I was genuinely surprised.
No, it's like some of the best food I've ever had in my life.
I would guess so. I mean, low country boil, you just had me right there.
Yeah, so hoodoo, there's a specific type of voodoo that goes on in the low country called hoodoo or root work or conjure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's a practice where they use a lot of herbs, in this case, haint blue, to protect people from these evil haints. Coming into, sometimes it's a little lighter. Sometimes it gets pretty heavy and scary.
Yeah. So there's a boohag, which is one of the best names for a haint ever.
Mm-hmm.
Boohags are, they seem to be like, what is that sleep paralysis tradition from Ireland or Scotland or somewhere over there? I can't remember, but there's like a tradition of a old witchy woman standing on your chest while you're sleeping.
And the Babadook?
I don't think so, but related, maybe the wife of the Babadook. But the we talked about in the sleep paralysis episode that that's probably where that came from, was having sleep paralysis. And this sounds very familiar because the boohag will stand on your chest while you're sleeping too and try to suffocate you.
Yeah, and also steal your skin. Mm-hmm. And wear your skin during the day so they can blend in. And why there hasn't been a modern horror movie called The Boohag yet is beyond me.
I don't know either, right? Or even just haint.
Yeah.
So that's one kind of haint. And there's things you can do, like using hoodoo or root work or whatever. People wander around like carrying little bags of roots and talisman to ward off haints. But if you actually have a haint that you're having to deal with in your everyday life that you've attracted somehow, one of the things you would do specifically with the boohag is they have like an obsessive compulsive disorder, according to the Gullah Geechee, and they have to count. So if you do things like throw rice on your bedroom floor or whatever, mm-hmm. the boohag might come to sit on your chest and suffocate you, but instead she's going to end up sitting there counting rice all night, and then the sun's going to come up and she's going to be toast.
Where have we talked about this before? Because I have a very, very distinct memory about something being distracted because they had to count whatever you threw.
It was the Eastern and Central European vampires that had that same
was
legend.
It?
I believe so, yeah.
I knew it sounded familiar. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Was that sudden?
That was like a left hook.
All right. Go gather yourself and we'll be right back.
Okay. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back to talk about more haints. Mm-hmm. There's another haint called a plat eye, which also sounds very scary. They are shapeshifters, and they can be anything. It says here in the How Stuff Works article, anything from a beautiful woman to a two-headed hog.
Yeah.
And the scary thing about a plat eye is that there aren't a lot of defenses against the plat eye, save maybe leaving some whiskey out and or pouring it on the ground or something, and the plat eye may stop to lick that up.
Right.
But otherwise, you're out of luck with the plat eye.
Yeah, they say that once a plat eye is attached itself to you, there's not a lot you can do. You can maybe search yourself and see what kind of, as this one expert put it, what kind of grave spiritual offense you've committed.
Like, what have I done?
And try to make it right, you know? Yeah. But I also saw that you might end up with the plaid eye attached to you if you go looking for buried Confederate treasure, because they say that plaid eyes are frequently ghosts of people who were murdered and improperly buried by a Confederate treasure in order to protect it indefinitely.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So be careful. If you're going to go looking for Confederate treasure buried in the Lowcountry, take a little whiskey with you and pour some out for the plaid eyes.
That's right. So that sort of brings us to this Haint Blue. And I'm sure you're wondering, when are you guys going to talk about the title of this podcast?
Right.
And it's now. And we did a great show on indigo. And so we don't need to go over all of that again. But indigo, just very briefly, was a plant that thrived in the Lowcountry. And slaves were used to cultivate the indigo. Mm-hmm. And it was a big, big cash crop for the South.
It's the reason Georgia legalized slavery, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So this blue was available to the Gullah Geechee people, even though the color and the spiritual power of this blue is sort of all over the world. But they would have this blue, and it sort of became the color that they would use because it reminded them of the sky and of the ocean. Mm-hmm. And the idea was that you paint this on your porch or on a door maybe, and it tricks these spirits into thinking that they're in water or they can't cross or they're in the sky or something like that.
Yeah, because there's one thing you can say about haints, and that is that they're kind of gullible, it sounds like. At the very least, they have a lot of faults and flaws that can be manipulated by people who know what to look for.
Yeah, they're dumb.
The problem is if you're visiting somebody on their porch and they have a haint blue ceiling on their porch, there might be a haint hanging out in there. So they didn't make it into the house. They could still be on the porch. So FYI, never visit your neighbor.
And, you know, we should point out that this is got a rich tradition in this Lowcountry culture, but it has very much become part of the mainstream and a very kind of it color for front porch ceilings and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I think, you know, educate yourself, know where it comes from, know a little bit about the tradition if you're going to do something like that, I think.
Yeah, totally. I mean, at the very least, be able to say what that is instead of like, isn't that pretty blue? Who knows where it comes from? Who cares?
I had a Volkswagen Beetle that was robin's egg blue.
Such a great color, man.
It was gorgeous.
It's tough to beat a good robin's egg blue.
Agreed.
So way to go, Gullah Geechee people. That's pretty awesome as far as traditions go. And keep up the good work battling haints. You got anything else?
Nothing else.
All right. Well, if you want to hear more about this, start this episode over because Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.